November 29, 1931. Surge and Empire of the Acts Done in the Divine Will. Exchange of Life Between Creator and Creature. Sweet Murmuring in the Divine Being. I feel the holy duty, the irresistible force, the extreme necessity, to live in my dwelling, given to me by my celestial Jesus, that is, by his adorable will. And if sometimes I make some little exit, so how much they cost me. I feel that all evil swoop down on me, and feeling the great contrast that exists between living in my dear dwelling in which beloved Jesus has given me my place, and outside of it, I dash to take my place, assigned to me by him, and I bless he who gave me a dwelling so happy, and gave me the great good of making me know his most holy will. But while my little intelligence was crossing the great sea of the supreme fiat, my beloved good, Jesus, made himself felt in my poor soul, and told me, my daughter, to be in the dwelling of my divine will is to be at one's place of honor, given to her by God when the creature was issued to daylight. And for one who is at her place, God allows nothing to be lacking to her, neither sanctity, nor light, nor strength, nor love. Even more, he places at the creature's disposal whatever she wants to take from within the divine source. So, she lives in the abundance of all goods. All the acts done in the divine will have the operative virtue of God, who feels drawn by his own power to operate in the act of the creature, and therefore these acts have the virtue of flinging themselves with such might and empire into the same sea of the divine will, to move it and place it in attitude of redoubling its glory, and to let it operate new goodness, new mercy, new love and light toward all creatures. So, with her acts she does nothing other than spin the divine engine to let it operate. It is true that, of our own, we are a continuous motion that produces incessant works, but it is also true that by doing, herself, her acts and our will, she enters into this motion. She places something of her own, and our motion feels itself being spun and moved by the creature. To produce our works, we feel her immediate act with all our works. So, to feel her together with us, with our acts, is the greatest glory and happiness that we can receive. Do you think it is trivial that we give her virtue of moving the whole of our divine being? And since we enjoy, as long as she remains at her place, we let her do what she wants, because we know with certainty that she will do nothing but what we ourselves want. All the opposite for one who lives of human will. Her acts do not have divine power, they are without surge, they remain down below, and many times they embitter their creator. After this, I was saying to myself, oh, how I would want to give to my Jesus, to attest my love to him, as many lives for as many acts as I do. And my Jesus added, my daughter, you must know that, in each thing that the creature does, we give the act of life that comes out of us. If she thinks, we give her the life of the thought of our intelligence. If she speaks, we give her, in her voice, the life of our word. If she operates, the life of our works runs within hers. If she walks, we give the life of our steps in hers. See, it is two acts of life that must run in each act of the creature. First, the act of divine life, and, immediately, her act. Now, if in all the things that she does them out of love for the one who gives her life, an exchange of life is formed, life we give, and life we receive. And although there is great difference between the acts of our life and those of the creature, yet we remain glorified and satisfied, because that is what she can give us, and that is what she does give us. More so, since all the acts done by her to give us the exchange of life remain, not outside of us, but inside of us, as attestations of perennial life of the creature. We feel the exchange of her life with the life that we have given to her in our divine being. Our will and our love bring us the sweet murmuring of the life of her thoughts in our intelligence, the gentle murmuring of her word in our voice. Her works murmur sweetly in our works, and the treading of her steps, as they walk, murmur love and attestations of life to my Creator. And we, in our emphasis of love, say, who is it that murmurs in our divine being with the life of her acts? One who is in our will and operates out of pure love for us. But what is not our sorrow when we give life to the acts of the creature and we receive nothing? These acts of hers remain outside of us and as though dispersed, because the current of our will and of our love, that would bring them to us, is missing. And these acts, the majority of them, carry the seal of the offense to the one who gave them life. Oh! If creatures comprehended with clarity what it means to do their will, they would die of pain in comprehending the great evil into which they hurl themselves, and the great good that they lose by not doing our divine will. Be attentive, my daughter, if you do not want to lose the eyes of the soul that are my will. Once these are lost, you yourself will not comprehend your highest misfortune, just as many other creatures do not comprehend it, who gamble away the divine will to do their own but to do what? To render themselves unhappy. Fiat.